Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Scott Baer, Raiders insider, NBC Sports Bay Area with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Scott, we'll start with the story of the morning, and I know it doesn't necessarily pertain to the Raiders, but what do you think about this report, this rumor that the Browns are going to go Trubisky number one after months of people thinking it was going to be Garrett?
For one, Joe, it's nice to see that you got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, Mr. Pessimism.
Nothing new.
And number two, it doesn't surprise me because, you know, it's the Browns being the Browns. And they have such a weird front office dynamic with all those analytical guys and a GM and a head coach that may not be on the same page. It just seems like business as usual. And if there's anybody who must be thrilled about this, John Lynch, who has supposedly been up since 3:30 this morning, must just be sitting there just like Mr. Burns in it, being like, excellent, go ahead and screw this whole thing up and let Myles Garrett fall right into our lap.
What is this day like for you, Scott, knowing that the Raiders don't pick until 24, also knowing that you need to get some sort of a mock draft out there? How do you balance reporting on what's going to happen with putting out what you think might happen?
Yeah, I threw a mock draft out there this morning, and really my only goal was to get more right than Matt Maiocco, but that's not going to be very difficult. I know that he threw his together in about 15 seconds. So yeah, I just really try to look at this day. Let's be honest, this whole week leading up to the NFL draft, it's pretty messy, right? And you can just see that there's a lot of kind of, you know, spy work going on. It's a real Cold War feel between all of these teams, and you see these guys, I mean, character from diluted samples to accusations of X, Y, and Z coming out, and it's just, it can be a real messy proposition, and, you know, a lot of sources that you have and a lot of things that come out there aren't true because teams want guys to fall, even if you have to assassinate some character or, you know, trip somebody on the way to church or something like that. So I really think that right now it's to the point, especially with the Raiders, that it's such a tight circle heading into this thing that it's better at this point just to let it play out. Keep your fingers crossed that there are no gas masks that come out about 5 o'clock.
When you think of the Raiders and you talk about needs and wants, everyone wants the million-dollar contract. Everyone wants the new house. But what do the Raiders really need? Is it a linebacker or is it a corner? Which is the biggest pressing need, in your opinion?
I think it has to be inside linebacker, Lowe. And that's because, let's say, I don't know, that Reggie goes with the best player available throughout the board or whatever and doesn't end up with a cornerback. Well, that's not ideal. But T.J. Carey can play slot corner. He's done it in the past, and it's possible, and they have a little bit of young depth there. At inside linebacker, it's a skeleton crew with brittle bones, boys. I mean, there isn't even enough to flesh out a real depth chart there, and there's nobody outside of Jelani Jenkins with any sort of experience, so they need somebody on the inside. Now, if you look at Reggie and his track record, he's Miles Burris was the highest inside linebacker he's ever drafted. That was in the fourth round of 2012. So he doesn't like to do that. They've kind of patchworked and piecemealed this thing from Nick Roach to Curtis Lofton and on down the line. I think it's time maybe to realize, hey, this is an opportunity to shore up the interior of this defense, even if it's maybe higher than you want. I picked Florida linebacker Jared Davis. I know I'm not the only one. He just seems to check a lot of boxes. I know Reggie doesn't trade up in the first three rounds either. You're going to move a couple spots to get your guy. Right now, with the roster as it is, with this team talking about a conference championship contention, with the offense the way that it's set up, maybe you go out and do that. Whether they take it in the first round or the second, they need to get an inside linebacker. they just got to do it.
Scott Baer, Raider Insider, NBC Sports Bay Area with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Scott, I want to run a scenario by you. Raiders are at 24. Yeah. Houston's at 25. Kansas City's at 27. If the Raiders hit the clock and Houston at 25, who needs a quarterback, and Kansas City at 27 needs a quarterback, both like someone, say, Patrick Mahomes from Texas Tech, or maybe if he slides, Deshaun Watson from Clemson is available. Could you see Andy Reid and the Chiefs calling Reggie McKenzie, trying to move from 27 to 24 so they could leapfrog the Texans at 25? And if that would be the case, would the Raiders be willing to deal with a team like Kansas City if they knew they were going after their franchise quarterback of the future?
I think that they would, just because Reggie is focused on getting his team better, and he believes in pick volume. And I think that no matter who wants to trade up above Houston, it's weird to be at number 24 and think, hey, we're not in that bad of a spot, considering that they're in the lower half of this first round. But given that Houston, it's very clear and widespread that they need a quarterback, you could see teams jumping back into the first round. You could see Kansas City going up, and I think that Reggie would be fully comfortable dropping back. Now, if it's Kansas City, would you ask for maybe a little more than you might ask for from Jacksonville? I would, right? Why not try to fleece your division rival as much as you can? But I don't think that it's a Dodgers and Giants sort of a situation where they just won't trade with each other.
Scott, Marshawn Lynch, newest Raider, everything going down yesterday, but today he's planning some sort of street rally. Can you give the listeners some insight as to where this might be and whether or not this is going to be as huge of an event as it seems it's going to be?
Yeah, people are trying to keep it kind of under wraps in terms of media and stuff like that, but it sounds to me from what we've heard internally that it could be around his Beast Mode store. Downtown Oakland. I don't know necessarily the size and scope, but obviously to have him come back, he's going to draw some attention, probably from some other local celebrities. Like I've been writing this and saying this, I think he might be the most popular native son in Oakland right now, and that's above anybody else. And I just think that Marshawn has really galvanized this community, which is a good thing because he holds it in such high esteem, and for those who live there, they really appreciate that. And I do think that people should head to the Beast Mode store anyway, right? I mean, it's going to be
right. Kind
of a little mecca for people who want that 24 jersey.
Terrific stuff. Get some rest. Scott Baer, Raider Insider, NBC Sports Bay Area with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Thank you, Scott. We'll catch up soon.
All right, Joe, but be sure to have some Skittles, huh? Cheer up.
You know, I reached out to them via Twitter. I'm trying to get some silver and black special Skittles that we can hand out.
Now that is a good idea, my friend. Work on that. I'm in.
Beautiful. I love it.
Glad to see Bear approves.
Thanks,
Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.